This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Employees at a large share of Colorado restaurants have asked for mental health services in the past year. As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, one restaurant group came up with an innovative response.
Bonanno Concepts, which has 10 restaurants, hired its own full-time mental health clinician on staff. Kiana Flores-Torres does one-on-one counseling, group sessions, and mediation, as well as helping the company's 400 employees learn mindfulness techniques.
Anxiety, I'm talking stress, some amount of trauma, of course, substance use.
According to the Colorado Restaurant Association, more than 3 out of 4 restaurants report an increase in levels of customer aggression toward their staff over the past year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Employees at a Denver Starbucks have signed a petition to vote on whether or not to unionize. The petition was filed with the National Labor Relations Board on Tuesday. This adds Denver to the growing list of U.S. cities where the coffee chain's workers are seeking to organize. Barista Trace Lopsema says they are worried about store safety.
I want to make sure that we have a space where we can actually be seen and heard in those dire moments where we need to make change happen.
There is also concern over scheduling and wage increases. Drought conditions continue to improve along the western slope. Parts of some counties like Grand, Pitkin, and Mesa are now considered only abnormally dry. Last summer, these areas were in extreme drought. Snow is certainly helping. The amount of snow collecting in Colorado's mountains and on the ground is above normal for this time of year. The story is much different for the eastern half of the state, however, which is still experiencing severe and extreme drought. This is CPR and KRCC.